Ralph Shorman, author of Hidden History of Zionism, joins me from Berkeley, California. Welcome, sir. Mr. Shorman, what would this mean for the minority population, and how would it, of course, affect their future?
Well, you have to understand that there is at best a token representation of the Palestinian people, the people who live within the Green Line, the so-called Israeli Arabs, in the Knesset. Arab-led parties, Ram, Tal, Balad, and Hadash, had won 11 seats in 2013, which allowed them to have some representation in the Knesset, which was largely decorative. It had no serious content. To give you the flavor, under Levi Eshkol, the Prime Minister of Israel, the rulings of the Jewish National Fund were adopted as state policy, which required evidence of four generations of maternal Jewish descent to be entitled to work on land, to hold it, to rent it, to sharecrop it. It's such a thoroughly racist structure that is involved here. One of the few towns in Palestine that was not subject to ethnic cleansing through sheer accident was Nazareth. And the mayor of Nazareth, Tufik Ziad, who was a member of Raqqa, the Communist Party, would gather people in support of Palestinian aspirations in Nazareth from time to time. And when they would have their meetings, here are these members of the Israeli Communist Party in Nazareth who had to sing the national anthem, the Hatikva, for 2,000 years with strong Jewish hearts. The utter absurdity of this, the expression of it, is so clearly a complete disavowal of any entitlement or rights to the indigenous population whose land was stolen, whose people were massacred, who were driven from the land, and now even the nominal token representation in this Knesset is being denied them. There are 1.6 million Palestinians, so-called Israeli Arabs, within the Green Line. They will have no representation in this parliament, which is essentially an instrument of exclusive Zionist control, a Jewish state on a people's land that has been dispossessed and has been forever subject to persecution and subjugation. That's the reality of this legislation. It kills what are called minority representatives. Minority, the Palestinian people are the vast majority. They are in exile. They are in diaspora, almost 6 million people in diaspora, 1.6 million inside the Green Line, millions outside without a representation, without a vote. This is nothing more than a colonial settler apparatus which subjugates the people and subjects them to continued persecution and discrimination. That's the fundamental reality here. And now Israeli law has caught up with the fiction of any nominal representation by removing that as well.
Indeed. Ralph Shorman, author of Hidden History of Zionism for Berkeley, as always, thanks for your thoughts, sir.